Good afternoon, farm news here on the Red River Farm Network. I'm Kara Hart, along with Randy Cunnan and Megan Turnquist. Today, the USDA released more details on the coronavirus food assistance program direct payments. More details on that after Crop Watch. Crop Watch is presented by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries. Good field conditions are helping Carlstad, Minnesota farmer Justin Dagan make spring wheat and sugar beet planting progress. Dagan wrapped up sugar beet planting last week. He's still working on spring wheat planting.
Still had some frost areas. The subsoil has lots of moisture in it. The topsoil is a little bit dry at this point, but overall good seed bed for everything that's gone in the ground.
Dagan also grows seed potatoes. Potato planting, he says, is in full swing in the Red River Valley.
We planted our pre-nuclear and Generation 1 seed potatoes last week. This week, we're starting on our Generation 2 mass plants. And otherwise, we're shipping seed potatoes every day out of our storages to areas throughout the Midwest. Potato planting is coming along very nicely.
From east of Crookston to Red Lake Falls, Minnesota, farmers are making decent planting progress. According to Crookston farmer Tim Dufo, the spring wheat seeding is complete, and many farmers are switching to soybeans and planting sugar beets.
A fair bit of the sugar beets have been going in the last 4, 5, 6 days. We've had a little challenging spring. You get a early April snowstorm, that didn't help us, that 9 inches. And then in the month of May, I think we're just under an inch ourselves here. For like wheat seeding, we'd plant for a day or two, and then we'd get a shower, and we were out for a day or two. And then we'd plant for a day or two, and then we'd get another shower. So finally now this weather has changed the end of last week, and the next week looks really good, and I think growers are taking advantage of it.
Dufo hopes to wrap up soybean planting by the end of the week.
Grand Forks, North Dakota farmer Paul Spruill is planting sugar beets and corn this week.
We'll get our sugar beets in, and we'll get the corn in that we're going to plant. We're going to cut back on corn because a lot of ground conditions aren't right. We've actually cut back on our growing degree days on our corn some. We've cut back on that so we can hit that sweet spot, hopefully.
The fall of 2019 is still lingering this spring as Spruill still needs to harvest corn. That won't get done until June.
Farmers in the Britton, South Dakota area continue to struggle with wet field conditions. Dwayne Bossy hopes to get started this week.
In extreme northeast South Dakota, it's still really tough. We got some heavier rains and a lot of cold, just like everyone else did. But you combine that with last fall's saturated soils, we can't get much done here. You go south of Highway 212 from Watertown south, complete opposite, good conditions there. But in my area, like I said, northeast South Dakota, southeast North Dakota, it's a real struggle. I'm going to go out and scratch around some hilltops tomorrow, but then we got a 60% chance of rain on Thursday. So we need to miss these thunderstorms late this week really to get any significant crop in the ground. Otherwise, we're going to end up looking at a lot of corn prevent plant again.
Bussey says with final corn planting dates approaching, prevent plant becomes an option.
Remember last year, December corn rallied about 470 on the board, and we got those acres planted. This year with corn prices where they're at, I don't think farmers are going to be pushed to mud the crop in. You know, if we have to prevent plant the corn, you do that, and we'll switch to beans rather quickly. So look for less acres in northeast South Dakota and for North Dakota.
That's Crop Watch presented by O'Toole Seed, Ag Country, Farm Credit Services, and Crary Industries.
With farm